Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi, Tom here for more Radio Breakfast. Thank you for downloading our Best Bits podcast. We've basically handpicked our favourite moments from the past 7 days, glued them all together in one handy podcast for you. So enjoy, and don't forget to join us live on More Radio each morning from 6.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More Radio.
This is funny. I've got a funny bit I found just a minute ago. It revolves around two people. One is a Brazilian model that we would never have heard of, I'm sure. Her name is Natalie Gariboto. Natalia Gariboto is her name. She has 143,000 followers on Instagram, and she's one of these young ladies that does racy pictures, you know what I mean?
I know him well.
Not illegal, but like, you know, just, oh, look, here I am on a sundown, just look at my butt.
Is she an influencer?
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, she's got, people like following her because she's got what they describe as like a big old booty, and I can confirm that's true. The reason that she's making headlines is because she just recently uploaded a picture of herself on Instagram wearing a very short skirt and some suspenders. You can see a bit of her bum, and it's quite racy. But just hang on a minute, because I'm getting somewhere. This picture was liked by around about 27,000 people, right? The problem is, and this is being investigated, is that one of the people that liked the picture is the Pope.
What, the official account?
The official account of the Pope.
Wow.
Liked this picture of this model with her arse hanging out. And it's because it's such a big account, the Pope's account, with so many followers, when it says liked by, it's like the first one you see. And it says liked by Franciscus, which is his official account. And they're like, the Vatican have gone, what the hell's going on here? We can't have this going on. And we're investigating this. This can't be true. But fair play to the model. She's come out of a quote and she said, my mum may hate my ass pics, but hey, the Pope's double tapping.
Dominus Domini, very nice bikini.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Now, I want to talk about the army, if we can. They're doing a great job at the moment with all the COVID testing up north, aren't they?
Yeah, we love you, army. Yeah. If you're listening, men and women, you're brilliant.
I don't know if this is good or bad news, but the head of the armed forces has suggested that the British army could well feature as many as 30,000 robot soldiers.
What?
By 2030.
Oh,
this is cool, this new investment into controlled warfare. They're going to send the soldiers, the robots over the top.
I mean, I suppose, my initial thing was like, oh, God, what if they turn on us, which is horrible. But in the first instance, if they're saving actual human lives, because people don't have to go in there, that's obviously excellent.
Don't give a robot a gun.
Well, there is that.
Get behind the sandbags and prepare to attack. It'd be good, that, wouldn't it?
Why are they singing an ABBA song?
This is my mum's
song. Thank you for the music. Yeah. The
Cyborg 248, have you got that hand grenade? That's how they talk, isn't it? Quick, everybody, we need to get to that tank.
This is the world's worst version of Mamma Mia I've ever seen.
I mean, it would be good. Let's storm the beachfront.
Dunkirk, the musical.
The robot's going through puberty.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
Was it about a week ago, I think, Jack, that you decided that we should get into horse breeding?
Yes. So there's a horse called Galileo. He won like the Derby. I don't do horse racing. I don't really follow it. But he's worth 180 million quid. And if you want Galileo, he's a boy horse. I don't know what the main word is. It's a stallion or gelding. What is it? I don't know. But if you want him to have a roll around with your horse, and then your girl also has a baby that will win races, it costs 600 grand a pop.
Now, that's good money, but horses are high maintenance. They require lots of space, lots of looking after. I think I found an easier option for
Gerbil?
Us.
Gerbil?
No.
Okay.
Pigeons.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, big money in pigeons.
Yeah, the most expensive pigeon was sold earlier on this week. It's called New Kim.
Hello, New Kim.
Don't know what happened to Al Kim, I'm not sure. But he's a Belgian pigeon. $1.8 million. That's about £1.3 million for a pigeon.
And what do they charge for him to knock about with a girl pigeon?
Well, I don't think it quite works like that with pigeons.
Oh, does it not?
I don't know.
I don't think it's like... Because in the horse world, the semen market is huge. You put a horse to stud and then you can buy the various...
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if that particular market is a thing in the pigeon world, Lou.
Well, why is it worth so much money then? It's got to have something of value, isn't it?
I guess it's really speedy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, pigeons are good. You know, I used to love pigeons. The baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson, used to collect doves and pigeons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't like them. They stink. They poo everywhere.
I've just Googled pigeon semen.
Go on.
Don't do that.
No. More
radio. One of the great miracles of life is childbirth, is it not? I mean, it's just incredible.
Something I'm yet to experience and utterly terrified of.
You'd be a great mum, Lou. Don't be scared.
That's nice.
Don't be scared. We'll be there to hold your hand all the way through.
I don't think I want you there.
Live on the show, Lou gives birth.
Right, Jack, you're getting the shot down there. Yeah. It's all good, mate.
It's incredible, isn't it? And some women are just born to have babies, like this woman here called Fyodor Velesiev. This is newly discovered. So records now show that this woman from the 1700s in Russia, officially, they think, holds the record for the most amount of births. She's given birth to an extraordinary amount of babies. So I've got I've got her family here. So how's your mental arithmetic? Or get a calculator up on your phone.
Oh,
one of you do that?
Okay, yeah.
And we'll add this up as we go.
Okay.
So to start with, 16 pairs of twins.
Right,
she
32.
Had.
So
that's 16 times 2, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 16 times 2.
16.
Yeah, 32.
She then went on to have 7 sets of triplets.
What? So 32 had 21, so 53.
So that's 7 times 3. Right, yeah. And then, to finish off, she had 4 sets of quadruplets.
So 53 had 16 is 69.
69.
She had 69
she
kids.
She had 69 children in 40 years with the same man. They've worked it out that she was pregnant for 18 years in total.
Oh, my goodness.
That is... extraordinary. And in the 1700s.
Yeah, I know. When there wasn't Peppa Pig to entertain them all. My Lord.
More to the point, they didn't have nappies.
No, how do they feed them? And she was a Russian peasant as well. So, I mean, it's the
goat's milk.
Yeah.
Must have been a hell of a big goat. I couldn't imagine.
That's ridiculous.
And what do you name them? Do you just go with numbers and quit while you're ahead?
There aren't actually that many Russian names.
Yeah, there is.
Well, no, Lou studied Russian.
So did I. Vladimir, Boris, Yevgeny Kevev.
Stop naming world politicians.
How do you do that?
Amazing.
My mate Martin had twins.
Yeah.
He had twins when his first daughter was 18 months old, him and his wife Mandy. And he got home from work once, Martin, about 10:30 at night. And the house was quiet and he went upstairs and his wife Mandy was on the bed. She had one of the twins on each boob because she was breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Their other baby Sadie was on the bottom of the bed asleep. The TV was white noise because the remote had dropped on the floor and she couldn't leave. She couldn't get on the floor to get the remote.
What a picture.
And she was crying and Martin had to go and make, I think it was scrambled egg, and sit on the bed and feed her because she hadn't been able to get up and feed herself. Twins and triplets, you hardcore. 69, you're not human.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Big day today. Massive congratulations to a couple of ledges. 73 years married today are the Queen and the Duke.
Oh. Yeah.
73 years with the same person.
Why are you sounding like that, Tom?
I ain't doing that.
73 years, yeah. On this day in 1947 at Westminster Abbey, they tied the knot and got married.
Aww.
And it's nice that I'm reading this because I saw that wedding just the other day when I started watching The Crown.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good. I was so glad you're into it.
Yeah, and it's really nice. There's some pictures of them and stuff. And I mean, you've got the Duke of Edinburgh is 99 years old now. Obviously, he's retired from sort of royal duty. And there's a picture of the two of them on a sofa, one of them like official pictures. And they're both grinning massively because they're reading cards from their great-great-grandchildren or their great-grandchildren.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. 73 years though. They just... The little article here says that they've actually loved lockdown because it's brought them even closer because they haven't lived together like this for such a long period of time because
well,
one of them is always
so
off
busy,
doing it.
Yeah,
so they've been loving it.
So 73 years, the Queen and Prince Philip. Is that the same as if I was married to my wife for 73 years, or is their relationship different to ours? I mean, do you know what
well,
I'm saying? Because they're royals.
She's queen.
Yes, but they do have their own separate castles if they want, and separate bedrooms if they want, and all this.
I'll never forget, Tom and I were working together on the morning that William and Kate married.
Sure.
And we interviewed Jenny Bond, who's the BBC royal correspondent. And I don't know if you remember, Tommy, but I asked that question. I said, will it today just be like any normal household where someone's getting married? And she said, oh, it's nothing like... She said, you wouldn't believe it. She said, for instance, in the palace, they won't phone each other. If the Duke wants to talk to William, he'll write him a letter. And then his butler or his footman will take him that letter and then he'll write back. She said, you wouldn't believe how different it is.
Yeah, but I reckon that's changing. When Kate and Will are in there, I think it'll be completely different. I think they'll be much more normal, like the rest of us.
There apparently is a royal family WhatsApp group, and I'm not even joking.
Yeah. No, I've heard this too.
I don't know if the Queen's on it, but I know Prince Charles is.
She's got a mobile.
Has she?
Yeah, she's got I don't know, I don't think it's an iPhone or whatever it is.
Obviously, that WhatsApp group will be called the Windsors. Of course, if the Duke of Edinburgh had his way all them years ago, it would have been called the Mount Battens. I've only just started the crown. I'm all over it.
We need a little history lesson.
Yeah, I'm good.
But I reckon it's Windsor Famalam.
Do you reckon?
Famalam.
That's great.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Do you remember the news a month or so back about Sir David Attenborough becoming the fastest person to reach 1 million followers on Instagram?
Yes.
He's been beaten.
Have you heard? Yeah.
Hey, no. Yes. By who?
Harry Potter star Rupert Grint.
Really?
Who played Ron in the Harry Potter films.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, fine. Isn't he a bit niche?
Well, he's just had a baby daughter and started an account. So you're right, though.
But only people who like Harry Potter would follow him, whereas everyone likes David Attenborough.
Yeah, but Harry Potter, it's a very, very big franchise, Lulu Blue.
It is. Hands up, though, who has watched all the Harry Potter films here?
No, I haven't, because I think they're awful.
So 2 out of 3. Yeah. Hands up, who loves David Attenborough?
Me. Yeah,
3 out of 3.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. David Attenborough got... what did he get? He got to that milestone of 1 million
Milestone or milestone? This stone is actually quite warm. Hey, babe, come on, fill up. Warm this stone is.
Forget it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I have an announcement to make, if I may.
Of course, yeah.
Very important announcement. Please listen
up. We'll miss you, man.
Of course.
You've been a great servant.
My announcement is as follows. My 6-year-old daughter, Amelia, it has been confirmed overnight, will be playing the role of Mary in this year's school nativity.
Mary's not bad, is it?
Well done,
Mary.
Millie.
Is not bad. Not bad. Yeah, okay, Tom.
You hear the crowd? Mary.
When you say the crowd, you mean...
You.
She's just another Evans getting a principal role in a show.
Dude, yay. You were the camel. You told us 5 minutes ago you were the camel.
I was the sheep, actually, which is, I think, more important than the camel.
Well, how actually you say that? Interesting, because I saw this the other day, and I think now's the time to wheel it out. I was saving it for December, but as you've brought up the subject of nativities, you can predict how successful your child is going to be in their life in general, how much they're going to earn from what role they play in the nativity.
Well, but this will be interesting, because I don't really want to sort of... rain on Thomas Parade or anything. But my youngest Eddie's got triple threat this year. He's playing Jesus, Joseph and God.
No, he's not. He's playing. He's giving him all three. That's great.
I thought I was a king. I was one of the kings, the three kings I seem to remember.
Were you?
At one nativity,
okay.
No, I had the gold away.
Do you have the card? Lock the hall doors, please. Parents, stay where you are. Something's gone missing.
Okay, well, should we do this now?
Okay, let's do this now.
Yeah,
let's
all
do
right.
this now.
Okay, so you say you were a king.
Yeah, Jack
I was.
A,
yeah,
Jack
yeah,
was
yeah.
a king.
$26,000.
That's not bad living, is it?
That's okay.
Not
yeah,
bad.
People, that's $26,000.
The projection of what you're going to earn in life, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a sheep. I was a sheep when I was a kid.
Okay. Well, I've got lamb here, so we'll go with that.
A lamb. Yeah.
20.
Oh dear, Tommy. Yeah.
Well, that's literally bottom of the pile.
Yeah. Once again, letting your family down.
Oh, well, hang on.
Rupert, your brother, living in Canada, making box office films and stuff like that. And look at you.
My daughter, Amelia, is Mary this year. So what's she going to go on to do?
Mary's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Millie, she's going to completely outshine you, I'm afraid. 39.
Yeah.
Well, okay, listen, if we're going to do this, Jesus, please.
You don't play Jesus, you don't have a doll.
Joseph, please.
38.
And God, please.
Again, you don't play God.
Right, so we'll call that 50. So Eddie's going to be on 88 grand a year.
Oh, no.
Good lad, Ed.
That's not on my list.
Yeah,
but...
it's on mine. I just found it here.
Right. Maybe we should marry off Millie and Eddie.
I've been trying to do that, and your dad won't allow it. No, once I said, could you imagine, to Tom's dad, his name's Pip. I said, Pip, could you imagine if Eddie and Millie got married one day? And his actual response to me was, bloody hell, could you imagine?
It's true.
Believe it.
You'd be part of the family.
I've only met him once.
I can completely understand his reaction.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I'd like to start the show this morning by talking about content of a sexual nature.
Yes!
Oh,
here we go.
We're on. Okay. Here we go.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about a sex.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's do it.
That was too much. Do it.
I've jazzed it up a bit there. I have a provocative little survey here. This has been done into our habits in the bedroom.
Good. I'm looking forward to this. I've had a bit of a barren week.
Calm down, Jack. Scrolling social media in bed is more popular than making love, a new survey has found. On average across the week, we spend 4.2 hours on social media in bed.
Uh-huh.
Compared to 3.5 hours making love.
That's quite a lot still.
What, a week?
Yeah. That's what I... Good. I'm not the only one to think that that's a lot then. Good. Because I thought...
I'm in the wrong marriage.
Well, I suppose it's when you start the timer, isn't it?
Yeah, but people are different, Lou. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what Pete's like as a lovemaker, but I'm fairly decent. But I'm not one of these blokes that can go and go and go like the Duracell bunny. You know?
But that's fine.
It's to do with how fit you are. I mean, when I trained for the marathon, I don't need to tell you this, things changed in my life for the better.
Yes, but stamina's got nothing to do with your excitement levels, have that, has it?
Oh, I'm always excited, no matter how chubby.
Hey? What? You can't call your wife chubby.
I'm the chubby one. Well, look, I'm not.
This has panned out the way you planned.
Something's obviously going wrong for all three of us in the bedroom. So I don't know. I mean, do you want to do some swapping?
Okay,
I don't know.
Let's play.
Oh, no, because I'd end up with one of you two.
No, you can have Sal. She's ever so much fun.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, that's better.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Do you guys pay much attention to TripAdvisor when you're going away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do as
I look at it and then I can see... I might see 15 really good reviews. I'll be like, oh, babe, this is amazing. I see one bad one. And it just starts toying with my mind.
Yeah, oh, no, but remember, people are more inclined to be negative than positive. So if people have left a positive review, that's worth, 10 compared to a negative review. People like
Very
to complain.
Good. Very good, Lou.
Well, the Pontins Resort in Liverpool has had nothing but 5-star reviews on TripAdvisor in the last month. And do you know why?
Why?
Because 2,000 soldiers deployed for the coronavirus testing moved in. And compared to, I quote, Camp Bastion in Afghanistan, this place is 5-star luxury. They've all got on, it's like this fad they're doing for a laugh. Each soldier has got on TripAdvisor and just given it 5 stars. And
Brilliant.
Written amazing reviews for Pontins, because that's where they're all held up there in Liverpool. They're doing a great job up there. Nicer than the last holiday accommodation, Camp Bastion, says one here. love the arcade and BMX track, says a sergeant.
I hope they've left all that open for the soldiers. I hope the arcade is open and they can play badminton.
Do you reckon they put on their own cabaret shows every night?
Yeah.
They'll don some red coats and away they go.
Or put their army stuff on, do a strip. You can leave your hat on.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's DJ Sammy Heaven taking you back to 2003 on the Rewind this morning.
Yeah, 2003, good year. Just having a look back at some of the big news stories to try and jog the memory, try and place this year in your mind a little bit. This is the year that this fella was elected governor of California.
I've got to get to California.
It's a good Arnie. Do you want me to do my Arnie?
Yeah, your chopper.
Hello, I got to get to the chopper. I'm Arnold, governor.
Hey, my name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm the governor of California.
Lou Nash, ladies and gentlemen, with her Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, Lou.
Oh, what's the famous thing he says?
I've got to get to the chopper.
Is it?
Yeah. Or I'll be back, is the other one.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. No, do chopper.
Okay.
I've got to get to the chopper.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad, is it?
That's not bad. I had no idea you had such a good chopper.
Thanks.
Tom's usually saying that to me.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We have here the greatest soap character of all time has been voted for. It's quite a big award, this.
J.R. Ewing.
No, it's not JR.
Is this British or is it all over the world?
These are British, actually.
Right, the best British soap character.
This is one character.
Pat Butcher.
Just sums up soap
opera. Nasty Nick. Dirty, is that his name?
Dirty Den.
They're all on the list. But I give you Dot Cotton from EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, she's a legend. She's June Brown.
June Brown, yeah.
Yeah, she was on it for ages.
All right, let's have a quick June Brown off.
Dot Cotton off,
yeah.
Okay, right.
Who wants to go first?
You've got to say O. Jim Branning. That's what she used to say all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Lou, over to you.
No, you guys go first. Oh, I need to practice.
I'll get mine out of the way.
Okay, one, two, three.
Jim Branning.
That's not great.
It's not great. No. It's not great.
It's not great.
Jack.
Jim Branning. That's not bad, is
it? Like character from Rainbow.
Shut up. It was better than yours. Lou, one, two, three.
Jim Branning.
Lou smashed us out of park with that.
Yeah.
We found out yesterday she didn't do a bad Arnie. Now she's got a Doc Cotton in the tank. She's going on Britain's Got Talent, man.
I found my calling at last.
Lou, tell us that you need to get to the chopper like Arnie.
Oh, hang on. I need to get out of dot mode. What's the line?
I'll tell you what, maybe she won't go on, but it's got talent on. Let's move on.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
The property market has been crazy after the last few months. After the first lockdown ease, everyone was like, I'm sick of this place, I want to move. And particularly like a lot of people moving out of London. And I have found the most popular property in the UK. So it's the most viewed property, according to Zoopla. And it's right here in Sussex.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sally Ann and I were looking at a house in Godalming last night for £10 million. Not to buy it.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Bit of a commute, though.
So I just went, look at this house here. It's amazing. Right. So I'm going to go for the Godalming house.
Well, that's in Hampshire.
Oh, okay, yeah. Of course it is, idiot.
but you assume it's going to be a big mansion, right?
Yeah, right.
Big fancy, or maybe like a seafront apartment in Brighton, something like that, in Kemp Town. No, none of that.
she's giggling, Tom. Where is it?
Well, it's in Selsey. Nothing wrong with Selsey.
Selsey's lovely.
Yeah.
It's a static caravan.
Go on! Whoa. Mate, I'll tell you, my mates Bob and Nicky live in one of these places, like a lodge, and they love it. They absolutely love it. They're a bit older than me, but they don't have a family, and they've got the woods around, and they love these things.
You're practically on the beach. What more do you want?
Yeah, I stayed in one at the Isle of Wight, and I went to the Isle of Wight Festival, and it was amazing. It was as nice as any house I've been in.
I'd quite like to live in a house that isn't able to be towed away by a car.
It's not static.
It's not on wheels, you worry.
Yeah, but okay. I'd like to live in a house that isn't going to get huffed and puffed and blown away in a storm.
What's the matter with you? You're such a snob.
Well, I'm coming in there.
Be my guest. I've been waiting for this all week.
Boys.
Got some good news, guys. Some very good news here at long last. You, Tommy, me, you, Lou, and our other halves are going to spend New Year's Eve together.
Oh, that sounds fun. What are we doing?
I have found a pub called the Fitzhead Inn in Somerset that is now a private establishment. It's like open as a home rental, like an Airbnb.
Oh, my goodness.
But you go in there, it's got beer on the pumps and all that sort of stuff. You help yourself to whatever you want. It is a pub, but you can use it as an Airbnb and all of your food and drink is included in the price.
Private pub, I love it.
Love that. Could you imagine?
What's the lockdown rules? How many people are we allowed, though?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, we can't mix households at the moment.
Mm. Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's okay, calm down.
No, it's not.
It's something that we can look forward to after this is finished.
I want to do it on New Year's Eve.
Well, you and Sally Ann can, but we can't come.
I want to go just with her. Sorry.
And the truth be out.
It's 6 a.m. She's not up yet.
So that's it for this episode of the More Radio Breakfast podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now, I know it's a bit of a faff, but if you could leave us a review, subscribe, that kind of thing. Tell your mates. That would be awesome. Spread the word a little bit more around Sussex. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. on More Radio.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.